this is episode number 22 of Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. In today's episode, however, our patients are the experts. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to grow up with a chronic disease? To help us understand that experience, three teenage and young adult chalk patients who have long-standing conditions are with us today. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today and sharing your stories. Let's start with some introductions. Why don't each of you introduce yourselves? Tell me your age now, your diagnosis, what exactly your diagnosis means, and then how old you were when you were diagnosed.
Well, I'm Cole. I was diagnosed with rhabdomyosarcoma, and it was a stage 4 cancer. And I was diagnosed with it at the age of 13.
I'm Megan. I'm 17 years old. And when I was 12, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which is a condition where my pancreas doesn't actively produce insulin.
I'm Cody. I'm 23. And I have a rare immunodeficiency disease known as Bruton's disease. In layman's terms, it means my body doesn't really fight infections or bacteria well because it doesn't produce certain cells.
I can only imagine what it would be like to hear a doctor give you a diagnosis of a chronic condition. So coming to terms with that must be hard. Megan, what was that process like for you?
Well, I had a really unique situation. I went through a phase that they call the honeymoon period. I was diagnosed through a family study because my sister is also type 1 diabetic. And so I didn't get sick automatically. I went through a period where I was borderline diabetic. And so I didn't really have the full onset and the emotions that come with that. And so it was hard adjusting, but it was more gradual.
Doing well in school is tough enough, but I have to wonder what that's like with a chronic disease to consider as well. So, Cody, how did your diagnosis affect you in school growing up and now as a college student?
Well, I've had many occasions where my health has forced me to not be able to participate in long periods of school, mainly because either I need to avoid being in contact with a lot of sick people when it's like flu season, or there are times where my condition worsens. And because of that, I don't have the capability of maintaining an active school schedule.
Wow. Okay. So, Cole, you're in high school now. How do you and your family keep your teachers and school administrators in the loop about your cancer? Is there anything you wish they knew?
Well, all my teachers, including like my coaches, already are aware of what I'm going through because at the beginning of each year, usually for new teachers, they ask like what one fact about you. And since I've been diagnosed, I always put that on my resume or class participation because I would just want them to know of what I'm going through and if I'm acting different during chemo or I'm just sick because of it. So they are aware that there's a reason for me feeling that way.
Okay. So what about friendships, Megan? Does your diabetes affect your friendships? How do you talk to your friends and classmates about your condition?
Personally, I make an effort specifically to talk about my diabetes with my friends because I think there are a lot of misconceptions and false stigmas that come with type 1 diabetes. And so I've been really lucky. I haven't had it affect any of my friendships. All of my friends have been really supportive, but I definitely do make that a priority and something that I actively do to talk about my diabetes with my friends.
Excellent. I bet that comes across very well. So having a loved one with a chronic condition impacts the entire family, not just the one with the condition. So Cole, how has cancer affected your family dynamic?
It affected my family not so much physically and mentally, but mostly spiritually, because it brought my family closer just in general, but also closer in faith with God. And that's like the most part in this that's happened, because even though of how of a horror disease this kind of was, it still came up to be that I've brought a few more people in this world closer to God.
Doctors recommend that teens and young adults take an active role in their health care. Cody, what advice would you give a newly diagnosed patient with regard to participating in their health care?
Be active with all suggestions and requirements of your doctor. You may not like it, but it's going to keep you healthy long term if you just follow the instructions. And if you don't like it, there are usually alternatives. It's best to discuss it. And if you're young, it's best to discuss it with your parents as well.
Excellent. So, I mean, I think one of the big things is make sure that you're inquisitive about what's going on. You know, I know you're talking to an adult when it comes to these kind of things, but as a kid, you have just as much say. as the adult does in regards to your diagnosis and your treatment. All right, so thinking about the future can be exciting, but can also be very scary. So where do each of you see yourselves in 10 years?
One thing that I kind of see myself in 10 years is pretty much maybe giving testimonies about my illness, because I've given a few testimonies at churches or at schools.
What about you, Megan?
I definitely want to be independent and be able to live by myself and take care of myself, regardless of my diabetes. Hopefully, within 10 years, there'll be some sort of a cure available in the U.S., but regardless, I definitely see myself having a big role in activism for type 1 diabetes.
Excellent. Cody, how about you?
Well, in 10 years, I see myself still with my condition, but my condition is very manageable. Now, should the time come that medical operations catch up to where they could cure me, that's an excellent option.
What about the future is most exciting and the scariest for you guys?
Most exciting part is, well, let me start off saying, like, what I've tried to do since his illness of how it affected me, which is express the powers of God to other people of how it worked in me and how it could just bring other people towards God, because it's kind of like living proof that, like, how any of us can just live with this kind of disease, but you're still able to live with it and not pass away from it or die from it.
How about you, Megan?
I'm definitely excited to see what kind of medical advances they'll have in the future, but I'm also excited to see how I'll grow as a person, because I do think that having type 1 diabetes has really forced me to mature at a more rapid level than I would have otherwise. But I'm excited to see how I'll cope with the disease and use it to my benefit.
And how about you, Cody? What do you find the most exciting part about the future for you?
Well, I have to agree with Megan. I am very curious to see what advances in technology bring us. It seems like every year there's something new that just mind-blowing. And also, I'm especially in the medical field because it affects me directly.
Well, Cody, Megan, and Cole, this has been a very enlightening conversation. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us today and sharing your stories. I'm certain that this will give new perspective and comfort to our listeners. This was episode number 22 of Chalk Radio. You just heard a panel of Chalk Children's teen and young adult patients discuss life with a chronic illness. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from Chalk Radio. Visit chalk.org/health for more information, or follow Chalk on social media. We are at Chalk Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we're at facebook.com/chalkchildrens. Cody, Cole, and Megan, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.